Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Gearing up for the big game? Well, if you haven't heard already, brace yourselves. It'll include a funeral. But hold that outrage. It's not what you think. During the third quarter of the matchup between San Francisco and Kansas City, Planters Nuts will be mourning the death of its 104-year-old mascot, the iconic Mr. Peanut. In the run-up to Sunday's big game, Planters announced Mr. Peanut's demise with an ad on social media. Following a traumatic nutmobile accident, the monocle-wearing, top-hatted nut chooses to fall to his death to save two friends, actors Wesley Snipes and Matt Walsh.
Oh, oh, we're too heavy. Oh.
Matt, let go.
No, you let go.
Hey, Mr. Peanut, no, you don't.
Don't do it, Mr. Peanut.
No.
After the ad ran, Planters amended Mr. Peanut's social handle. Yes, he had one of his own, to read, "The Estate of Mr. Peanut." The tongue-in-cheek campaign won kudos from industry press. Ad Age praised this quote from Planters brand manager Samantha Hess in this press release. "It's with heavy hearts that we confirm Mr. Peanut has passed away at 104 years old. He will be remembered as the legume who always brought people together for nutty adventures and a good time." The brand then planted the idea that mourners could pay tribute with the hashtag RIPNut. And pay tribute they did, as the campaign went viral. In a single day, the nut's tragic accident had inspired 15,000 tweets, Ad Age reported. They included hundreds of puns and additional publicity opportunities from a slew of other brands, some also belonging to Planters owner Kraft Heinz, and others from competitors like Oreo, owned by Mondelez International, and Snickers, owned by Mars. They may have simply jumped on the bandwagon, but by the looks of the highly produced social media posts, many may have been recruited by Planters beforehand, a cunning move, if true. Chuck E. Cheese offered thoughts and pizzas. Oscar Mayer Wieners, a Kraft Heinz brand, offered a 21-bun salute. Budweiser poured a tall one for the old nut, and on it went. Kraft Heinz, which has had its fair share of business woes, is proving to be remarkably good at going viral. Sure, the Planters campaign may spark some backlash, as Ad Age remarks a funeral, even of a peanut, could be frowned upon during the Super Bowl, but this year's campaign is incredibly tame compared to Kraft Heinz's provocative effort last year. Then, it devised a steamy food porn ad for its line of Devour frozen food and ran it on a real porn site. Now that went viral. Kraft Heinz has struggled to compete with rivals like Mondelez and General Mills over the last year. Sales and profits dropped as the SEC investigated suspect accounting practices, and shoppers increasingly shunned processed foods in favor of fresh ones. The consumer packaged goods giant has had a hard time refreshing its portfolio of brands to keep up with changing tastes. All that prompted the Motley Fool to comment that Wall Street is still waiting for a turnaround plan. Or maybe a revival? Like possibly bringing Mr. Peanut back from the dead? Some observers are already cynically expecting to find out that he didn't die after all, or that he'll be replaced with Mrs. Peanut. We'll only have to wait for the big game this Sunday to learn what's next in the saga of the octogenarian nut. What's the next chapter of Kraft Heinz's story? Well, that will take a lot longer to learn. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Research assistance from Ali Oshinsky. Emma Cortland is our editor and producer. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown. We'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.